Chatzko Levenstein teaches us, Yesod ha'avoida hu ha'emuna. The foundation of serving Hashem is faith. Umaya emuna, what is faith? Shehaivarem yaminu. Every limb of your body has to believe. Your entire being has to know it. Kistam emuna besechel mitzad nefesh, adain ze lo ha'emuna dreshes. Faith, intellectually speaking, knowing in your mind intellectually that there's a God, but not feeling it in your heart, not feeling it in your limbs, in your very essence, in your being, that's not the type of faith that's asked from us. Ein zikulam chas v'sham. It's nothing. Ze lo nikremu. That's not called faith. Hare davar shenimtza negdecha v'ata ro'ehu ma'ashayach sh'ata ma'amin. Listen, if you're standing somewhere and you see something right in front of your eyes, does someone ask you if you believe that? Of course you don't believe it. You know that it's there. It's right in front of you. If a person's standing in front of a car and someone walks by and says, do you believe in that car? You think it's a strange question. What do you mean, do I believe in the car? I'm standing right in front of him. I see it right in front of my eyes. Emuna nikra bedavar she'ein charoya oisai. But faith is in something that you can't see. Ve'ata tzarech lahamin bo. Therefore you need faith to know that it's there. I mean, I guess you could think of it as a mashal if a person, chas v'shalom, well, you know, was blind, that they couldn't see. Or if a person was blindfolded, and then he's told, in front of you is standing your father. No one's speaking, no one's talking to you, and you can't see him. So it depends who's telling you this. If the person who's telling you this is someone faithful that you believe in, so you believe what he's telling you, then in front of you is standing your father. You have to believe it, you can't see it. If you're not allowed to touch and feel, then you have to have faith in what you're being told. Now, a person's soul, they see God at all times. The soul, the neshama, is on a spiritual level that it sees God. It experiences Hashem. It doesn't need emunah in faith in the way that we say. Of course it believes. Of course it knows. It can see it. Rak haguf ha'ochur shu rochak mishorshoi kishehu ma'amin zeu nikre emuna. But the body which is blindfolded, the body that cannot see, it's far distant from its source originally in the spiritual realms. That dark piece of meat, that shapeless form of clay, the body, it needs what's called emuna. It needs faith in order to see, because it can't see the way that the neshama could see. So you see from this that every creature has some kind of faith. What's the difference? So every person and every creature out there has some type of an essence of a soul that sees and knows that there is a God, that there is a creator. But the difference is, now there are people that recognize that there is a creator. Nonetheless, they distance themselves from him. Chas v'shalom, they even rebel against him. Umat ikra mechuvin shel adam ushiyadiyah shel nefesh timashech al aguf. So now our mission, knowing the fact that our neshama knows that there is a God and sees him and experiences him on a spiritual level which we can never fathom in our body, so therefore our job, our mission, is to draw that intellectual understanding, to draw that feeling of faith, to draw that emuna that's happening in our soul into our body as well. V'az yikore mamin, then you're called a true believer. V'chshaguf v'ayvorim, when your body and your limbs yaminu v'yisnagu nochon al pi osa emuna, when you act properly, it expresses your faith. And when your faith is expressed, that's when you're called a true believer. The Mashgiach used to say, "Mitzvah semuna, ein rak choy v'biyadiyas hadvarim." The belief, the mitzvah to believe in Hashem, it doesn't mean just the obligation to know, intellectually speaking, in the seichel, in the intellect, that there is a God. Ela tzorech lichyos lefi darkei emunah. You have to live faith. Faith in Yiddishkeit, belief in Judaism, is a living experience. It's not an intellectual one. So therefore you have to live a life of emunah. L'hargish es ha'dvarim b'fleil, and feel it. b'chol shlav v'shlav shalachem, in every level and every stage of your life, you have to experience emunah and feel it. You have to live based on it. Every nisayon and every kasha and every difficulty is all a test of our faith. It's all for us to bring out our intellectual faith and make it real and actualize it until it's true and real, so that we live the emunah. And once we live the emunah, then we're true ma'aminim and true believers. Hashem should help that we'll be zeichet to do this and live a life of emunah. Thank you.